Open your Bibles back where we began this morning, Job chapter 5, verse 26. Job, as you know, is the book just before the book of Psalms. And in the fifth chapter of Job and verse 26, use that for text this morning. I want to use it again tonight in the continuation of the message that I began this morning. The subject being growing old gracefully. Here in the words of Job, chapter 5, verse 26, "Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season." Now let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You that we do know that You are in control of all things, that You hold the breath of every living thing in Your hand. And dear Lord, You know what You have planned for each of us. You're working everything according to Your eternal purpose and plan. We thank You that we do know that You are a God of purpose, and that nothing just happens or is done accidentally, but You're working everything according to Your own time clock. And we're thankful that this is true and that You have shown it unto us. And therefore, we're pleased to just leave all things in Your hand, because You do all things well. We thank You that we do know that we will one day come to the end of this life, and we will join the saints that have gone on before. And one day we'll come to the end of this age, and You'll come in the air for Your people, and You'll give unto us glorified bodies. And at that time there'll not be one of Your children left on the earth or in the earth. But as You tell us, we'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So great and exciting things are in the future for us. And as we read Your account of these last things in the Revelation, dear Lord, we do not claim to have a full understanding, but we're thankful for that light that You do give us. And we're thankful that we do know that one time sin and all unrighteousness will be put down, and that You'll rule and reign in righteousness forever and ever, and Your children will be with You. And then, as the psalmist said, we'll know the fullness of joy. We thank You for the good times that You give us in this life. But, dear Lord, there are always those things that hinder the fullness of joy. And yet, when we come into Your presence, as You tell us, in Thy presence is the fullness of joy. We thank You that You've given us a work to do, and we pray that we might walk in paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. We come in behalf of all of the troubled families, of all the sick ones and those that wait upon them. We thank You for the salvation of all that are saved, and we pray for the salvation of others even tonight. I ask You to help me to speak what You have spoken. May it be a blessing unto hearers. I thank You for blessing me in the study. And, oh dear God, help me to know Your will and to do it in my life day by day. Forgive me of my sins and strengthen me in my weaknesses. In Jesus' name and for His sake I pray. Amen. You look again at that verse. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, or thou shalt come to thy grave in the fullness of time. Now, this is true of all mankind, good and bad, young and old. No one dies before their time or lives beyond it. Because the Scripture says in Job 14 and 5, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. So, as the Apostle said in the book of Acts, it's in him that we live and move and have our being, and he's the one that has numbered our days and determined our days, and the number of our months are all with the Lord, and he has appointed our bounds that we cannot pass. So at the proper time, we will be cut down by the sickle of death, as this scripture is saying, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. And as the corn is hauled in and placed in the barn or the granary, so the saints of God are carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom or into heaven, like as we're told in the 16th chapter of Luke's Gospel, how that Lazarus was carried by the angels. But this is not a message about dying, but this is a message about living, about growing old gracefully. And as I spoke on this subject this morning and said the Lord willing and leading, I would take up tonight where I stopped this morning. And so I believe that it's the Lord's will that I do. And so tonight I want to begin by speaking about some of the faults of old age. If you read with me, turn near the back of your Bible, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Because the aged are prone to certain faults which may prevent them from growing old gracefully. And this is our desire, as we grow older, that we might grow old gracefully. And we can find instructions in the Word of God concerning this. Look now at these verses in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil. I believe that that word means to hate evil. And do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it or pursue it. So we must guard against peevishness as we grow older, or fault finding. And we must watch ourselves that we be careful not to murmur and to complain. And this is something that we have to control ourselves by the grace of God and be on the lookout for ourselves. I know that it is true that many things about old age try a person's emotions. The loss of health, the loss of strength, not being able to do the things that we once could do, the lonely hours that the aged are called upon to spend, the termination of influence. You know, in younger days, you may have had lots of influence over others. And as you grow older and you become inactive and you do not know as many people and others have passed off the scene and you do not have the influence, that you once had. All of these things tend to try a person's emotions. But the aged saint must be ready to submit to such things with cheerfulness, as the appointments of providence have moved these things about, and God has brought it to pass as it is and allowed it to be as it is. So we must not fret about changes of things that we cannot change, that we do not have any power over. And we must spend our last years with the love of God in our hearts and with the smile of heaven upon our faces if we're going to grow old gracefully. There's a verse in Job chapter 11, verse 17. In Job chapter 11, verse 17. And if we will, by the grace of God, spend our last years with the love of God in our hearts and the smile of heaven upon our faces, then it can be said of us, these words in Job 11:17, and thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Have you not seen some older people that just their face would shine as the noonday sun, and it seemed that they did not murmur and complain and fret about circumstances, that they truly had the love of God in their heart and the smile of heaven on their face? And that's what this verse is saying. Thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. And one other fault of old age, and God help me with this, but one other fault of old age to be guarded against is the unwillingness to let go of duties and retire from the stage of action. And that's one of the hardest things to deal with. This is not an easy lesson to learn. And I think that I am in a position to understand this. As I thought about this point, and as I thought about it even this afternoon, I could begin to name you things that I need to do tomorrow that I cannot do. I can think of just a number of things that run through my mind. Two nursing homes that I need to visit, a hospital that I need to visit, five homes that I need to visit in, tapes to get out, phone calls I need to make. And these things that I'm no longer able to do as much as I once was. And this is not an easy lesson to learn, but it's necessary. That is, if we would grow old gracefully and honorably. Having served God and our generation according to His will, we should be willing to retire when the time comes and give place to someone else to take the candle, as it were, and carry it on and come after us. Because the world will move on when we are gone. I have a poem somewhere. Here it is. But when I was thinking about this, I thought, I have a poem, something about that. And I went back and looked through my stack of poems. and I found it. And the title of it is Sometime. You've heard it, probably all of you have. But I read this poem following the statement that the world is going to move on without us when we're gone. Sometime when you're feeling important, sometime when your ego's in crop, sometime when you take it for granted, you're the best qualified man in the shop. Sometime when you feel that your going would leave an unfillable hole, just follow this simple instruction and see how it humbles your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in it up to the wrist. Pull it out, and the hole that remains is the measure of how you'll be missed. You may splash all you please when you enter. You can stir up the water galore. But stop, and you'll find in a minute that it looks quite the same as before. The moral of this quaint example is to do just the best that you can. Be proud of yourself, but remember, there is no indispensable man. And every one of us know that. But still, when it comes to us, it's a little bit hard for us to step off of the stage and allow someone else to come on. Because honestly, we just think they can't do it like we can. And that's why, that's one of the things of growing old and doing it gracefully. A lesson that needs to be learned. Now let me talk to you about some virtues to be cultivated. We need to practice patience and kindness. We need a willingness to let the world move on. We need to be cheerful to counteract the gloom and sadness of the decline of life. We need a readiness to depart and to be with Christ, because we know, as the Apostle said, that that is far better. And because we are saved, we can approach the end calm, cool, and collected. What's going to happen when we come to the end? We're going to walk off of this platform of life into the loving arms of the Lord Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary for us, died for us, was buried, and rose again. The God that we have served in life, He will not forsake us in death. There's a verse of Scripture, I think it's Romans 14:8, that says something like this: "For whether we live under the Lord. And whether we die under the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord." So for the child of God, it matters little whether we live a short time or a long time. The important thing is that we belong to the Lord. Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 4. The prophet wrote, Isaiah 46:4, "And even to your old age, I am He." You know, we're ever changing, but He changes not. He said that. But here the prophet said, "Even to your old age, I am He. And even to her hairs, or hairs white with age, will I carry you." Listen to this. "I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." He said, "I have made you. and I will bear you up, and I will carry you, even in your old age. I'm thinking about what Job said on another occasion. He said, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Whatever it is, the Lord gave, and He still has control over it. Whatever He gave unto us, it is His to take back from us. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We find it easy to bless the Lord when He has given, but sometimes when He has taken away, we tend to act like that He's taking something that is ours. But He gave and He can take away. We sang that old song, number 199, in the hymnal, How Firm a Foundation. And I read it a while ago in verse 4, it says, Even down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when holy hair shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born. And the aged disciple can know and say, as another songwriter wrote, and this one's the one on page 30 in our hymnal. I think the title of it is Stand By Me. I didn't write the title of it down, I just wrote one of the verses down. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden, and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. And let me say in conclusion, young people, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Commit yourself completely unto Him in the freshness of your youth. And then in old age, you can be gathered as a shock of corn, fully ripe in its season. Let me ask you, in closing, as I made mention this morning, let me ask you if you count yourself in middle age. How have you spent that portion of life that has already passed by you? Have you spent it rightly in love and service to God? Or have you fooled it away in foolishness, the things that were pleasing unto the flesh, in selfishness, self-serving and sin? Let me ask you this. Are you satisfied to remain forever as you are right now? Or are there some things that need to be corrected? And I leave that strictly up to you. But you who count yourself in the declining years of life, I guess no one counts themselves old. But have you grown to this age gracefully? Are you waiting in patience and hope and faith in Christ for the time of your departure? You remember what Paul said. He said, I'm now ready to be offered. Paul was an aged man. And I think that Paul could look back on his life and he could say, I've had my life. I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. That is the true saying that the old must die and the young may die. But to the aged, we know that the summons will soon come and you'll fly away. And oh, that you may say, when you come, that you come to the grave in a full age like as a shock of corn cometh in due season. That it has been a life well spent for the Lord. That you come to know Him, and you come to serve Him, and you loved every minute, every step of the way that the Lord gave you to serve Him. And wherever that your position on the road of life may be, I can tell you that it pays to serve Jesus every day. We're going to have an invitation hymn. If you need to come forward for any reason, we bid you to come.